Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today is another day for us to delve into God's word. Let us open our Bibles to Acts chapter 2, verse 36. It said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord, you keep the fire burning as you expound your word, and you lead us from grace to grace and from glory to glory. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Well, brethren, we want to look at the topic, who is the Christ of today? Who is the Christ of today? Now, when we study the word of God, there is only one Christ. If we read in Matthew chapter 23 verse 9, the Bible made us know that there is only one master, even Christ. So Christ, who is the anointed word, hallelujah, when we study the scriptures, Jesus, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, don't pre-exist. Amen. When this Bible said that rock was Christ, that rock was Christ, who was actually following the children of Israel. And the Bible said that that rock was Christ. This scripture doesn't mean that the body of our Lord Jesus pre-existed before coming into the womb of Mary to be born, and now we see him as what? The Lord. When we study, you see that there are a lot of faith being woven in this day, in this last day. We have examined that the word of God that have been made flesh, because the Bible says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So you see that in the beginning, the word that was expressed out of God is the Logos. Hallelujah. And the Logos has manifested itself in so many ways. And we believe that this Logos was still even the one that manifested himself to Moses and made him know that he said, I am that I am. Now, Moses delivering Israel, though we believe that God was actually working through him, Moses, who is a servant of God, can only be part of the word. When we read, when we study, you see that all the apostles, all the prophets were just part of the word. They were not the full word of God. They were part of the word. Now, Isaiah was part of the word. Moses was part of the word. Elijah was part of the word. But when we study the scripture, you see that when Jesus came, the full word of God came to incarnate him when he got baptized in River Jordan. So Jesus Christ is the word. When we go to John chapter 1 verse 14, now the Bible made us know that, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, so that word was made flesh. On the day of baptism at River Jordan, the word actually became flesh. Hallelujah. So the scripture has already outlaid that there is only one life, and to know him is life, and that life is in his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. As how there is only one life, but many people pass away through this world through so many, a variety of death. Likewise, we have so many antichrists. There could be so many antichrists, but we have only one Christ. There can never be another Christ. So when we put another man, the words of another man as being the Christ, then meaning we are creating a duality of God, because the Bible has already outlined that same Jesus, that same Jesus was made both Lord and Christ. Hallelujah. There is a spirit manifesting itself in this end time, and the spirit is gradually taking people's mind out away from Jesus. We have reached a place that even talking about Jesus among some of these believers was seen as if that is a sign of denominationalism. And I believe that this is a spirit of idolatry. Because when we study the Word of God, the Bible says that when you read Jude 1:4, it says, "For there are certain men crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, sister, Hebrews 13:8 made us know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, Paul made it clear when you read 1 Corinthians 13:9. Paul made it clear that they were part of the word of God. He said, "For we know in part, we prophesy in part, but we know that that which is perfect, when he shall come, that perfect is Jesus Christ." That perfect is Christ. Hallelujah. He said, they prophesy in part. Amen. But the perfect, when he shall come, the perfect, that perfect is our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And when we study, you see, the message that we have received, the message is a true message. And this message has really come to expound and pointed us to only one thing. And this message has come to point us to Christ. The message is a message that the content of it points to our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a doctrine that many are believing today, and they have enslaved people's understanding of what it is. Even to the extent that people are trying to use the message, even to correct the Bible. And I want to draw this clear here that the message do not come to correct scripture. The scripture, the Bible says that add not to his word. So you can't add to what God has done. Jesus said in John chapter 5 verse 39, he says, search the scriptures. In it you think that you have eternal life. They are they which testify of me. So you see that the scripture outlays the logos. So the logos, the written logos, is the sacred scriptures. And that's why when we read the message book, William Branham made it clear that if you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and you don't find Christ in each of the statements, go back and read it again. The Bible, the sacred scriptures, is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ do not point to any man, he point to himself. And that's why he said, if you don't believe that I am he, you will die in your sin. He said, I am. I am means that he is. He is not pointing to any other thing. He is not pointing to any other man. He is pointing to himself. So the Bible do not point to the message, but the message point to the Bible. Hallelujah. Because the Bible is God. The moment you open this book and you read the in-breath of God, God is speaking to you. So the Bible points to itself. Hallelujah. And when we study, there are a lot of people who has the assumption that the message book is empowered with the Bible. And this is what has actually engraved the vineyard, and many people are believing that William Branham is the Christ. Hallelujah. Now, William Branham did a statement which I want to draw here in one of his books, when you read The Spiritual Food in Due Season. He said, then when a man comes with that, says the Lord, he and the message is one. And when Elijah comes with that, says the Lord, he and his message became one, just as Jesus, when he came, he was the word. So the word of God and the messenger of that is was the self-same thing all the time. So William Branham has already outlined that the message and the messenger are one. So you can't separate these two. The moment you say one is Christ, then meaning that the moment we say the message is Christ or is the Christ, then meaning automatically we are indirectly saying that William Branham is the Christ. And that contradicts the scripture, because the scripture has already outlined that Jesus, when you read 1 John chapter 5 verse 1, it says, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loves him that begot love him also that is begotten of him. When you read Acts chapter 18 verse 28, the Bible says that for he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by scriptures that Jesus was Christ. That Jesus was Christ. So you study that in the scripture, there is only one who is the Christ. All the prophets of God, they came to point to him. They came to point to him. Their messages are of God. But they came as a point to this Christ. They themselves were not the Christ. When we studied the scriptures, we saw that even John the Baptist, one time the disciples came to him and they asked him, that is he the Christ? John chapter 3 verse 28, he said, you yourself bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. So John the Baptist came as a forerunner. Now, the doctrine that we had a first Exodus, a second Exodus, then a third Exodus. And for that matter, in all these Exodus, God was the one who came to deliver Israel when Israel was in their first Exodus. And going forward, Jesus Christ also came as God to come and actually deliver. And the third one, which is the message that we have actually received, and the message is God. And for that matter, the message is the Christ. Now, the message, as we have seen, Jesus Christ did everything in Calvary. So whatever we are seeing is just a manifestation of what Christ has done in Calvary. And that's why he said that it is finished. After he drank the vinegar, then he said, it is finished. It is finished. So Calvary is where God has actually spoken. So there can never be a restoration without a redemption. Hallelujah. So when William Branham came to actually restore, he is only pointing to what has been done already. But he didn't come to replace what has been done. And that is what we have to take actually notice. He didn't come actually to replace what has been done, but he came to point to what has been done. So you can't take Jesus Christ away from he being the Christ and making him a Christ of yesterday. He is still of today. Though there are a lot of sayings actually going on today that the message actually hasn't expired. Yes, the present truth doesn't mean that the message has actually expired. As we saw Moses, after the departure of Moses, there was a Joshua, and that is the Joshuaic ministry. Now, the children of Israel said something. They said they will listen to everything, every commandment that has been given to Moses, and what God will give to Joshua. So we are in a period that we take the message plus what God will add to it in the Bible. So the message here is only pointing to what has been done in the Bible. So we can't actually come and replace that Christ with another Christ. And there are a lot of people who are being waived in this doctrine and now believing and having two absolute. May God help us this morning, because he said, no man speaking can say Jesus is the Lord except by the Holy Spirit. May God help us so that we can move mightily in this Christ, so that we know that one of the deceptions that the enemy is using is to take your mind off from Christ, because the Bible has already outlined that there is only one. That is Christ, and that is Jesus. Any man who come and bring any other Christ apart from what we have preached, Paul made it known that any man who come and preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. Now, though Paul also made the pillar of fire, it doesn't mean that the church was built on only one foundation. No, we have foundations. Hallelujah. And that's why the Bible says that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and Jesus Christ and prophet, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. So it is coming back to the word of God, having it clear in ourselves that we are following a God who is still alive, because Jesus Christ is still alive and he's still doing the work that he has done before. May God help us this morning. I pray that the Lord will bless us all until we meet again. May God enrich us. May God continue to illuminate us. May God help us in all our endeavors. May we be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. May God bless us all. Amen.